Let me run over two other notions about this situation tomorrow. One, whether or not it'd be a good idea to have Mansfield invite the Democratic members of the Appropriations Committee to meet in his office with me and with Martin tomorrow.
No, I think it'd get out in the paper and just cause you lots of trouble. I don't think it's that strong. I think it'd be a good idea to have Mansfield meet with Russell in there. I just think of that. Or meet with his policy group, like Muskie and some of those folks there. I rather think before we do it, we ought to talk to our cabinet about it, because my guess is they're going to come loose on it, unglued. The way I hear them talking and what I feel, I just don't believe that that Udall and Freeman and Coyne and Wirtz and the poverty group and housing, I believe they're going to think that this is a reactionary Republican move that undoes all they've been fighting for, and that they ought to get a tax bill without having to cut them to pieces.
Well, they just can't get it, Mr. President. That's the long and short of it.
I think that's right. I think
they just can't get it. That 12-5 vote when Mather's offered the tax bill in committee, and we got two Democratic votes. We got Mathers and Clemens. Mathers, Gore, and Harris. Now that's what we got.
Is Harris for cutting these things? That's what I don't see how he writes the civil disorders.
I don't know whether he will be or not. I haven't counted him.
He's raising hell about my not embracing this disorders committee report, you know. I don't know how I...
Well, you hear, of course, from this constituency, and I know it's there, and I know the concern about it. But of course, the constituency I hear from is just all the other way. And Nixon is preparing a blast for a speech on fiscal responsibility to tear the hide off.
I think
a major issue of it.
I think that's right. I sure think it's there, and I think it's right with the Congress. It's not because we have them. We can't make them do it. We've been
around. Well, you see, however, as I told you, the plan that Williams has made is to point out that you've got a 2/3 of the Senate. You are the master of the Senate.
I'm not master of a damn thing. I haven't got anybody. I can't Mansfield. I can't even get Mansfield. He makes a speech against me every Thursday. Just regular. Denounces me in all the world.
The more you say that, though, the more the you're going to feed up to the Williams thesis, which is the Democrats are not fit to rule.
I'm not saying much about it but you. I'm trying to give you the facts, though. I'm not master of nothing. I just haven't got it. And we cannot make this Congress do one damn thing that I know of, or the last one either.